The Foucault pendulum in the lobby of the new Science and Engineering building at UCCS is used to demonstrate the rotation of the Earth. The pendulum swings back and forth as the Earth rotates under it. To us, it appears that the path of the pendulum is slowly changing. It takes about 38 hours for the pendulum to get back to the position it is in now. In order to see that motion, we need something on the floor under the pendulum that we can use as a reference. Artists Louise Bertelsen and Poshu Wang have used a special map under the pendulum. Imagine that you dove down through the whirlpool in the middle of the map, passed through the center of the Earth, and came out on the exact opposite side from Colorado Springs. You would be in the South Indian Ocean, very close to a small island called St. Paul. Now, start at this point and rip open the surface of the Earth in order to stretch it out into a disk. The map that you create is what appears under the pendulum. The South Indian Ocean is stretched out into a circle around the edge of the map. Regions close to Colorado Springs would be near the center of the map. If you consider great circle routes from Colorado Springs to the point near St. Paul Island, they will appear as rays from the center of this map. The artists have chosen a point on the globe for each ray at intervals of 5 degrees. They've placed a white marble dot at these points and have labeled them around the edge of the disk. The whirlpool in the center is controlled by a biofeedback panel on the display in front of the pendulum. Place your fingers on the pads. They will sense your heartbeat and will speed up or slow down the whirlpool according to how fast your heart is beating. Our Foucault pendulum is a great example of what happens in this building. A blending of physics, biology, and engineering to advance our understanding of the world around us. And it's great art as well.